All right, well, we're going to try this again. It's 11:05 a.m. I lost the first 5 minutes because I did have an 11 o'clock alarm. I just didn't hear it, so it timed out and came out of snooze to shut off the last bit. I'm not going to. I got to try to merge these files. I'm just going to go ahead. So today's talk is going to be a little shorter. Yesterday, Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday. Hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving for those who celebrated. I got snarled up behind the cooking schedule yesterday morning and didn't get out in time and couldn't leave it long enough to get the walk in. Yesterday was a holiday all around. I did write some few words. I did create a beta reader version of Darkness. I asked the Facebook group if they wanted to be a beta reader to send me an email. I would take the first 20. I did that before I went to bed. By the time I got up, I had way more than 20. But if you're not in the Facebook group, if you didn't get that word, email me, nathan.lowell@gmail.com, and I'll send you a beta copy. I'm looking to have all the beta feedback by Monday so that I can create the final ebook, get the final manuscript rather, and then send that off to Karen Conlon. I have been writing new stuff. I've been working on my, just puddling along and just trying out different things in a new fantasy book. I need to get back to Cape Grace. There's no question about getting back to Cape Grace. I need to get back to Cape Grace. I need to finish that off. But I'll do that probably next year. Right now, I'm just trying to have a little fun writing. I'm trying to do a little bit of noodling about, I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but noodling in a world where my elder Hostage to Fortune and I are going to try to collaborate on writing a sword and sorcery fantasy. At the moment, it's just, you know, it's just basically for fun. I've reached all three of my goals for NaNoWriMo. I hit the 50K by the 10th. I hit 100K by the 20th. I had a final draft by the 20th, actually. I hit 100K on the 19th. I hit 10K, 50K on the 10th. On the 9th, so I was a full day ahead, which meant my deadline of the 20th was redundant when it came to word counts, and I used that last day to drop in another almost 7,000 words to bring the total up to 6,933, and wrote the last line of the book. I spent 21st to 22nd, doing the comb out, filling in all of the put something here, look this up notes, pulling those all out. I hope I got them all. Beta readers will find it and tell me, I'm sure. Stripping out all of the extra nano words that got kept when I discovered I was going in the wrong direction. Interestingly for me, I don't know if anybody else cares, but there are only about 400 words that were extra. I knew within, well, there were like three or four passages at the end, but not one of them was very long. The longest one was around 200 words, but altogether it was only about 400. So I took those out. The final clean first draft was 106,000 and change, about 106,400. So just under 106,500. Somebody asked me on Facebook how much rework did I expect to have to do, and my typical amount of rework is maybe 1 or 2%, particularly with the stories that I write from the seat of my pants, because the flow is very much organic. It's like what happens next is always based on what just happened. And I'm getting a lot better at stopping when I realize I'm going in the wrong direction, and shunting those words off to the side, and picking up where there's still good wood in the tree, as it were. It is cold. It's not cold. It's windy. The wind is cold. The wind is sharp this morning. My ears got a little bit nipped. Nothing serious. It's just cold. The temperature is 52, and the sun is beautiful. I don't know why. I just made the eastern turn here. The sun is beautiful. It feels terrific. And the wind is from the north-northeast. Maybe northeast, I don't know. Get ready, sit with me, monk post. So down here in the neighborhood, I've got a lot of shelter. I've got a windbreak to the north. So it's not real bad right here. I suspect when I get down to the end and have to make the turn along the park, you're going to start hearing it, windshield or not. And I am humping along here this morning. I do have the metronome going. I'm cranking at 120. I want to get back. I had some breakfast early. I have been spending the morning writing, doing catch up on comments that I owe to people, responses I've owed to people. I actually wrote my December and January blog posts for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. The December one isn't quite done. I need to add a picture to the January one, but they're roughed out. December's not too far off. Today's the 23rd, so I got some time to brush that up and find a picture to go with it, etc. So I've done a lot of work this morning. I haven't worked in terms of putting a lot of words on the pages. I played a bit yesterday. just to fill the well a little bit. This part of this process is that it's really, really feels really good to have written the last line of a book that I'm pleased with, and having gone through it with the comb out, it's actually better than I thought it was. At least I think it's better than I thought it was. The early feedback is like, is shockingly good. I'm not. I have a couple of people who are pretty serious critics of my work, or have been in the past. You know who you are because you got a copy of the book last night. And the feedback is, yesterday morning. And so feedback has been really gratifying. It's like, yeah, okay, I may be crazy, but my belief in the story is not a symptom of it. So I'm pretty pleased. There was a lot that had to get tied up. There were a lot of loose ends. There were a lot of pieces that I wanted to tie off, because the next Ishmael Wong series needs to go in a different direction. And it's still going to be Ishmael Wong. And I spent 3 books getting him to recover from ownership. I spent 3 books filling in some of the blank spots in the toehold space. I worked on Pip. Pip is going to be a work in progress. He doesn't have just baggage. He's got freight. And so it's going to be more difficult to deal with Pip because we don't see inside Pip's head. Now, whether that's going to stay the same, I don't know. I need to let this whole thing kind of take a breather. My goal for the year was to release 4 books. It looks like I'm going to release 3. Depends on how fast I can get the beta feedback into the story. Darlene, stop hyperventilating. I meant Doreen. I know the name, I'm sorry. It was my tongue was a little bit tangled. I've reserved my slot with Karen, so she knows the book is coming. She's working on some short stories for people right at the moment. None of them are very high pressure, and she's not in any... Nobody appears to be in any particular hurry. So her advice to me was, go through your process once it's ready, send it to me. And I'll get it slotted in. So it's entirely possible. I don't know how likely. What are these people doing? There's like a herd of people here. taking a group photo. Maybe it's a family photo, I don't know. Excuse me, pass through. Two photographers. Wagon full of photographic equipment. Step ladders. Yeah, that's a photo shoot. It's right beside the Pokey Gym, which started out life as a that other game. The one I don't play anymore, so I'm on my phone and can't seem to remember the name when I want it, or forget it when I don't. Okay, that's brisk. Yeah, that wind was... that wind is coming right off the North Pole, holy cow. Duck into the garage. Because I am at the back gate, tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.